Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
I can't focus, or if I do start to focus, I will get caught up on that task, and then halfway through it, I blank out, and I realize, oh my gosh, maybe I'll do this one. So it's like the anxiety prevents me from focusing and even accomplishing anything. If I've made all of my thoughts or start racing, and I can't focus or function on it. And so that's happened enough to me for it to be a problem.
Without a doubt, I mean, if you over-focus and over-commit to too many things at once, then you're going to get overwhelmed. And I've been in the same position where I just say, yes, 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 and I want to do this all. And I overcommit, and then I'm just way overwhelmed, and I create that anxiety. And then you try to escape that through watching shows or food or whether, you know, other patterns. And I've been there. That was a big pattern that I've had in my life. So I think a few things that can help. One is focusing on less and just focusing on what you can comfortably handle. Everyone's different. Everyone has a different capacity of what they can handle, and really try to discipline yourself. Okay, I'm going to focus on this and try to simplify your day, try to simplify your week into what's most important. Because before you get to outsourcing, you got to really be able to identify what are the most important things for you to do each day or throughout the week. So everyone's going to have a massive to-do list, right? Who's got a massive to-do list? Yeah. And every time you check something off, there's always probably two or three more things that get added, right? So it's a never-ending list. But if you just focus on thinking you got to do everything on this list, then you're going to be overwhelmed. So what I do for myself, I plan out my week, but every day I focus on three. I ask myself, what are the three most important, highest leverage actions or outcomes that I have for this day, that if I just did these three things, then over a period of time, my life would change for the better. So I recognize I don't have to do everything. All I got to do is just the three most important things. So for you, maybe it's something with your kids. Maybe it's interviewing someone. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's, going to the gym. Maybe it's doing your ritual. You know, what are those three things for you that you really want to focus on for that day? And then that's your criteria for success. So if you do those three things, that day was a huge success. Now, what happens is when you do those three things, then you're going to get momentum and you're probably going to do more. Those three things might turn into 5 or 10. Those are just bonuses that you get for doing, you know, throughout the day. But I think it's just understanding you don't have to do everything. You know, often we get stressed, we get overwhelmed, all these emails and Facebook and phone calls. And those are all other people's demands that are being put on you. And they're really going to overwhelm you and distract you. You've got to learn, like for me, for example, I've got tons of messages, emails, phone calls, but I'm not reactive with responding to all those things. Like if you call me throughout the day, I'm not going to answer my phone. I'll let it go to voicemail because I schedule out my day and I plan it, my most important outcomes, my most important actions. I focus on that. And then I'll schedule a time throughout the day or throughout the week where I'll dive deep to respond to all the emails or messages or phone calls or whatever it is, but I'm doing it on my time. I'm not reacting and letting that overwhelm me and stress me. So I think being proactive, really planning things can help. Okay. Planning out the three most important things I'm going to do this day, commit to doing that. And by the way, if you just do three important things each day and you do that week after week, month after month, you can achieve some really big things. But often we focus on all these little things that we do just to feel good about ourselves that are just activity. You can't confuse activity with achievement. Two different things. So knowing the most important things have really helped me simplifying my day. Not there's 10 things that I got to do, but these are the three most important things. And whatever the number is, maybe it's the one thing. And that book by Gary Keller, The One Thing, can maybe help you a little bit too. Outsourcing definitely is it. So actually, before I get to that, one thing I want to mention is the 80-20 rule. So out of whatever to-do list that you make, 20% of those actions will produce 80% of the results. Okay, so understanding that too. Focusing on the 20%, the most important things that will bring the biggest results for you. Outsourcing is definitely helpful. And if you can identify, just make a list of everything that you're currently doing. And then ask yourself on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is this? And is there a way that I can outsource this and delegate it to someone else? I do that maybe every few months because there's always new things that show up that I catch myself doing. I'm like, why am I doing this? You know, I can get someone else to do this for me. Even for example, when I was in Australia, I found myself messaging all these Airbnbs to find out the internet speeds. I'm like, why am I doing this? This is just like a copy and paste sort of thing that doesn't require much brain power and intelligence that I can get someone else to do for me. And I'm spending like, you know, a few hours doing this, right? So just recognize I don't have to do that, or I don't have to clean my apartment or cook my meals or to do some of the things, you know, clean my own car. Maybe I can take it somewhere to get it cleaned. So try to think smarter in that way is always helpful. A virtual assistant, and just look at all the things that you're doing that maybe they can help you with. Same thing with the books. I mean, you can write out everything you're doing in your publishing process, from researching the keywords and ideas. Like one thing I'm having my team now do for me is provide a list of all the different topics I can create content on, videos on, just the brainstorming, so that anytime I'm looking for ideas, I've got a list that I can just go to, right? So I'm having people on my team do that for me because that was one thing I did once in a while. But you could have them, create the covers for you. You can have them do the writing, the proofreading, the editing, the publishing for you. And with technology, you can create videos to show them how to do it and walk them through the steps. I'm not sure if you've been to my VA training, but make sure you get out.
But I wrote it down when you guys were talking.
Yeah, I can give you access to that for you to go through. But what I actually did for that is I created standard operating procedures for almost every part of the publishing process that I could just give to a VA with a video that shows them how to do it. And so I would just hand it off to a VA, just do this for me. And often when I hire someone, I'll give them a task to do to see how well they perform doing it before I hire them. So I might hire like 5 VAs, or not hire them, but I'll be like, okay, here's a task, here's a task, here's a task. And just give them that instruction and then see how they report back to me. And I'll learn a lot based on how they did it, the communication, following the deadline, all that stuff, the quality of what they did. And then I'll pick the best one. And then I've got maybe 1 or 2 backups just in case. And I do that even with book covers too. I'll order like 5 covers, spend $50 maybe, and I'll get maybe 1 or 2 good ones back that I really like. It sounds like you just have a lot of rumination and mental, you know, your mind is just like this. Yeah, and overwhelming thoughts. Meditation has really helped me. Have you ever meditated before? You know, I was like the last person that would want to meditate. I had so many friends that said, yeah, you should meditate. But I've gotten into it the last year or two, and it's really made a difference. I meditate at least 10 minutes every morning on my mat. And there's meditation classes and workshops you can go to and, learn a little bit more about that. Yoga is great too. And it basically what I learned, what really got me into meditation is I knew all these benefits from it, but I learned that we all have addictions and we have addictions to things we're not aware of. Often we think of addictions as alcohol or drugs, but overthinking can be an addiction. Gossiping, judging others, watching TV shows or social media or always checking your email or your social media, that's an addiction. And anything that you have a hard time separating from for a period of time, that you have those temptations and cravings, is for the most part an addiction. And I realized that in order to overcome that, I needed to learn how to meditate your brain is always firing off dopamine and different chemicals and everything. And so the meditation helps you just calm your mind and relax it. And I think also understanding, you know, one of the sayings that I like is that if you live in your head, then you're dead. Because if you're always caught up in your head, so in your head, you're thinking about either the past or the future, right? And that's where the stress, the anxiety comes from, the overwhelm. You're thinking about all these things I got to do in the future and all I got to do throughout the day. And you're really caught up in here, and it's really learning to get out of your head and into your heart, into your body. And meditation is great for that. I recently read a book called The Heart Math Solution. And what they've found is that when someone's stressed, when they measure their brain on an EEG, and they can measure the heart, the frequency of that as well, when you're stressed, you have anxiety, anger, or frustration, it's very jagged, and your brain and your heart are out of sync. And what they found is that if you breathe in your heart and you do a heart meditation that they have, where you just focus on breathing in your heart, you feel expanding, you feel gratitude for it. You focus on deep diaphragmic breathing, because breathing is one of the best ways to get out of your head. It's a good saying that says that your mind is like a kite and your breath is like the wind. So your breath controls the mind, will calm it. It will help you become more present in this moment rather than being in the past or the future. And so I do, you know, part of my rituals every day is I do some heart breathing. I do the meditation, and this just really helped me calm my mind, be more present. And whenever the stresses come up, it's been a useful technique that takes, you know, 1 or 2 minutes just to get present, get in the moment. And they've done all the science. They've done the science that show that when you breathe in your heart has its own intelligence. It's, you have your heart before you even have your brain when you're in the womb. And what happens is your heart and your brain, they become in sync and they have a rhythm. And then you have different answers that you wouldn't have before. And so one thing that I often do, maybe you can do this a little bit later, is I'll breathe in my heart. I'll focus on it and just taking deep breaths and feel grateful for my heart. I'll spend a few minutes doing this. And then from my heart, not from my head, because your head is always thinking about what's wrong, what's missing. You know, it's great for strategizing for business, but it's horrible for fulfillment and really feeling and being present. So I ask my heart when I'm feeling it, you know, what does my heart say? Or, you know, what should I do in this situation? Your heart will give you different answers than your head. And so your heart will give you answers when you feel and you're out of your head in your body. Intuitively, you'll just say, just to trust or to let go or just to love or be happy or enjoy, you know, or just add value or have fun, you know, or just believe that everything works out. Everything happens for a reason. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.